welcome everyone to Heartbeat Theater. From Hollywood, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be the guest of the Salvation Army for the next half hour. Disasters or emergency situations of any kind are never very pleasant, but sometimes valuable lessons can be learned from them. In our story this week, Pennies from Heaven, an uncontrolled fire becomes the object by which one man has his faith confirmed while another discovers faith's true value. Rolf Gompertz wrote the story. Now, here is Act One of Pennies from Heaven.
Hello? Oh, yes. Yes, I checked everything over with the salesman. The suits are on their way. You should have them in a day or two. That's right. Oh, don't worry. Right, of course. And thanks for the order. It's always nice doing business with you. Goodbye. Yes? Major Rawlings? Sure, send him in. Hi, Major. Nice to see you.
Hello, Rick. Nice seeing you, too.
Have a seat.
Well, thank you.
Well, how's the Salvation Army?
Oh, just fine, Rick. Thank you.
What can I do for you?
Well, actually, I came to see the boss. It's that time of year again.
Oh, yes, that's right. I guess you have to have money even when you're working for heaven, huh?
Can't get away from it.
Well, I'm afraid Matt Walker isn't going to be much help.
Never hurts to ask.
How many years has it been that you've been asking? I've been with Matt 8 years now, and he's turned you down every year. He wouldn't give you a penny if you asked for it.
Maybe one of these days he will.
Well, you have more faith in him than I have.
Anyway, may I give it my annual try?
Sure, Major.
Yeah?
Major Rawlings is here to see you.
Tell him to come back some other time.
He'll only be a minute.
Well, that's for sure. What does he want, money again?
Well...
All right, send him in.
You may go in, Major. You know, if heaven depended on Matt Walker, God would have gone out of business long ago. Good luck.
Thanks, Rick. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Major. How's business?
Looking up.
I don't care for your product, but you're okay, Major. At least you've got a sense of humor. You know, I can't stand ministers as a rule. They're so solemn, they're depressing. Or else they're so happy, they make me sick. Well, so much for my sermon. Now, what's yours?
Well...
Money, huh?
Yes.
No.
Matt.
No.
Let me at least...
No, I tell you, I'm running a business, not a philanthropic organization. But if I should ever change my mind, I'll be sure to call you. Well, I got to get back to work now. So goodbye, Major.
So long, Matt. Hope to hear from you.
Yeah, that'll be the day, Major, huh?
Yes, it will. So long.
Yeah, see ya.
Well, that was quick.
And to the point.
Shall I chalk up another year?
Yes.
You'll never get through to him.
Oh, there's ways of getting through to everybody. You just have to find the magic word. Trouble with Matt is he does all the talking. One of these days, I'll get a word in edgewise, and I better have the right one.
I see you know him pretty well, too.
Yes. Well, I've got to go and make some more calls.
Major?
Yes?
May I make a personal contribution, at least?
Oh, that's very kind and generous of you, Rick. Thank you. And here's your receipt. The money will be put to worthy use. Well... Goodbye, Rick, and God bless you. If I can ever be of help, please call on me.
Well, here's to another good month.
Rick, we got to do better.
We did pretty well.
We got to do twice as well. We must never let ourselves become satisfied with what we're doing. That's when we're going to start to do worse.
Okay. Here's to twice the volume.
That's better. Well, you sure knocked that one off fast.
Yeah. Sure feels good at the end of the day. It's a good way to relax before going home.
So, what else is new?
Nothing, really. How's the family?
Oh, just fine, thanks.
And Ted?
Oh, he's great, great. You know, he makes it all worthwhile. He's going to be 9 years old next week.
No kidding.
Yep. Someday everything I've got is going to be his. But I'm going to make him work for it.
Mm-hmm. How's the new house?
Oh, beautiful. On a clear day, you can see the whole city from up there, all the way to the ocean.
So you like living in Sunrise Hills?
I wouldn't live anywhere else anymore. How's Millie and the kids?
Fine, thanks, fine. How about a refill?
Yeah, I think I'll have one now.
I'll keep you company.
What's the matter, Rick? Something eating you?
No.
Yeah, sure it is.
No, it's nothing at all.
Now, I know you too well. Say, uh-huh, I'll bet I know what it is. Yeah, the major, right? Isn't that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll even bet you gave him money on your own.
Yes?
Well, that was nice. You really think I'm selfish, don't you?
Well...
Don't you?
Well, I thought that
yes. Yes, well, I'll answer it for you, because I am selfish. Now, what do you say to that? You think that's terrible, don't you? Well, you would. But then, you've never stared hunger or poverty in the face. That makes a believer out of you, in the buck. You know, we starved when I was a kid. My old man drank up the money faster than he earned it, and he hardly earned nothing. Mother worked herself to the bone for my brother and me. We had to sell papers until the middle of the night so that my mother would have some money for food. And at night, it was always freezing. My brother and me was always cold. Yeah, it was a real fun childhood, all right. You know, I found out early what life was all about. After scraping away the phony layers of respectability, at the rock bottom of it all was a dog-eat-dog existence. God helps those who help themselves. Well, I figured that since that's the case, I'd help myself to as much as I could get.
What about people like the Major?
Well, what about them?
He isn't selfish.
Well, he never faced the facts of life. He's a dreamer. You know, some people never wake up.
Wait a minute. You don't think a person can be unselfish?
Look, I don't care what you call it, and I don't care how much money you give the Salvation Army. All I know is that you couldn't give them a penny if I weren't paying you. And I couldn't pay you if I didn't have it. And I wouldn't have it if I weren't going after it and getting it. Lots of it. Now, what do you say to that?
I think I'll have another drink. I never thought I'd come to you, Major, but I just don't know what to do anymore.
What's the matter, Rick? Matt Walker?
Yeah. There was a time when I knew pretty well what life was all about and what I believed in. But after being with Matt all these years, I just don't know anymore. White is black and black is white and everything's just turned around. See, the worst part is Matt's so persuasive, he can make you just about believe anything.
Well, that's what's made him so successful.
Yeah. I've never met a man who thinks he's so right about everything. He's got to win every argument.
I know the type.
He's completely selfish, Major.
People like that are fascinating, but hard to live with.
Yeah, you're telling me. Well, that's why I came to you, Major. I just can't take him anymore. I suddenly realized the other day that I started to drink because of Matt. I used to drink just for social and business reasons, but all of a sudden I was drinking because of Matt. I can't cope with the guy anymore.
I'm glad you came now. It's always harder when you wait and let things drag on.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
And there are various things that can be done. The most obvious one is to get away from Matt and go somewhere else.
I've thought about that, but... Well, you know how it is. I'm manager of the place now, making a good salary. I have a family to support, and... Well, if I left, chances are I'd have to start all over again.
Yeah, I understand. Anyway, that would help, but you might run into the same problem again.
Yeah.
Well, I think I can help, if you're willing to make the effort.
Well, if I stay the way I am, I don't know what this will do to me and my family. I'm willing to try anything.
Right now, Matt is starting to destroy you. We can't let him do it, for your sake and his.
His?
His strength is also his greatest weakness, and it keeps destroying him.
You'd have a hard time selling him on that.
Right now, I'm more concerned with you. All right. You said you'd do anything? Stop drinking.
altogether?
Yes. It's part of the program.
Program?
Yeah. I'm going to put you through a basic training course. It's a course in values, sort of a spiritual fitness program.
What do you mean?
We're going to ask you to take a good, long look at your values and see how they stand in relation to God, without whom none of your values would have any meaning at all. If you're really satisfied with them, if they strengthen God's commandments in you, well and good. If you find they're out of balance, then we'll try to help you straighten them out.
Hmm? All right. Whom do I see about it?
Me.
Oh, good.
We'll start out alone first, then you'll join a group.
When do I start?
Right now. My approach is a bit unconventional, but effective. What's this look like to you?
A jar full of pennies.
Right. Take one.
What's this for, to buy a gumball for being a good boy?
No. I want you to save that penny. It's a penny from heaven.
Penny from heaven?
Yes. It's a kind of reminder.
I'm afraid I'm not following you.
Every coin has two sides, right?
Yeah.
Let's consider this side as representing a human value, and the other a heavenly one. As you see, the two are inseparable. You can't have one without the other. That's the way life is. Jesus said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and unto God the things that are God's. This penny is just to remind yourself to ask, am I doing that? Am I getting full value or using only half the coin? Am I giving full value or am I shortchanging God?
That's a good sales pitch, Major. I'll buy it.
I thought you would, Rick. And don't forget, it's a lifetime investment with an unconditional guarantee.
Scotch on the rocks for me. What are you having, Rick?
Ginger ale, please.
Scotch or bourbon?
No, just plain.
What do you mean, just plain?
I'm laying off.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Well, you can't do that.
Why not?
Well, it's bad for business.
What do you mean?
Well, you gotta drink with the clients. You know that. Why, they'll think you're peculiar or something.
That's all right.
Well, that's all right for you, but it's not all right for me. I'm running a business here, and I don't want anything or anyone to hurt it. Besides, you make a client feel bad if you don't drink with him. It makes him uncomfortable.
Well, it just so happens that at the moment it makes me uncomfortable to drink. Actually, the other guy doesn't really care if I drink or not, so long as I don't shut off his liquor.
Look, Rick, a business is like the army. You gotta conform. You even sacrifice your life if necessary for the good of the organization.
Look, Matt, there's only one thing you're interested in, that we do a good business. You don't care how I do it. If I can do it by standing on my head, that's okay with you. Well, I haven't touched a drop of liquor for a whole month now, and every client I've been with knows it. Despite that, our business increased 10% over the preceding month. So what do you think of that?
10%, huh?
Yeah, 10%. And you even get a fringe benefit.
Oh, what's that?
My expense account is cut in half.
So ends the first act of Pennies from Heaven. This year, as in many years past, the Salvation Army must look forward to a lot of problems, some serious, such as disasters or personal tragedies, with which the Army will be asked to take a hand, some not so serious, an elderly man in need of a job, a youth center in need of some recreational equipment, family counseling to be given. But large or small, these jobs must be done by the Army, and they're going to need your help. Help in many ways. As a member of an advisory board, help through old clothing or furniture, help through contributions. Continue to help the Salvation Army. It's well worth your time and your money. Now, Act Two of Pennies from Heaven.
Toast, dear?
Mm, oh, yeah. this strawberry jam?
No, it's cherry. I thought you might like it for a change.
Well, you know I only like strawberry. We got any strawberry left?
No, I'm sorry. I'll get some more today.
Go to Lindsay's. They got a lot of specials today.
Oh, all right.
Say, did you scramble these eggs?
Mm-hmm. Anything wrong?
No, no, they're delicious. How'd you make them?
The way I always do.
No kidding. Well, you keep on making them that way from now on.
Okay, honey.
Say, I ran into Fred Carter yesterday.
Oh?
You know he's doing all right. He's got some nice coats in, he was telling me.
Yes, he's very nice.
Well, Fred's a nice guy, real nice guy. I'm glad he's doing well. Oh, I said that you'd be in to see him today to pick yourself out a mink.
A mink?
Yeah, you just asked for Fred. He said he'd take good care of you.
Well, I don't need a mink.
Well, of course you don't need a mink. No woman in her right mind needs a mink. If women needed minks, well, they'd have been born with them. I just want you to have a mink, whether you need it or not.
Oh, Matt. Why, darling?
Well, look, honey, you know me well enough by now to know that I'm not the romantic type. I never remember birthdays, I can't remember anniversaries, and I never think of holidays. So once in a while, I kind of like to lump these things all together just to make up for them, see? So now I figure it's worth a mink, okay?
I just don't know what to say.
Well, you might thank me.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, forget it. You deserve it. Very few women would put up with a guy like me. I know. When are you going?
This afternoon.
Good. Oh, gee whiz, it's time to go to work. Is Ted ready?
Mm-hmm. Ted?
Yes, Mom? Dad's ready to go. Okay.
Matt?
Yes?
Thanks again.
Okay, okay. You know, Teddy, these are the happiest years of your life.
Yeah, gee, Dad, I wish I didn't have to go to school anymore.
Why?
Oh, I wish I could go to work with you.
Well, someday you will. But first you have to get an education. You can't go into business anymore without having an education.
Oh, I can't afford to wait.
You can't, huh? Why not?
Because of the higher cost of living.
Well, look, you just worry about your education, and you let me worry about the higher cost of living.
Really, Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dad. You ever have a yo-yo?
A yo? Well, of course.
How much did they cost when you were a boy?
Oh, a nickel. Maybe a good one for a dime.
Now they're up to a dollar for a good one.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's why I gotta quit school or ask for more allowance, Dad. But I just can't make ends meet anymore.
I see.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, pretty terrible.
What am I going to do, Dad?
Well, you just let me think about the matter till I get home tonight.
Okay, Dad. Thanks. I know you'll do your best.
Sure, son.
So long, Dad.
Oh, boy.
Sunrise Hills. High winds are fanning the flames, which are sweeping toward expensive residential areas, threatening to encircle them. County firefighting equipment is being rushed into the area. If the fire continues at its present rate, residents and youngsters attending Sunrise Hills schools may be forced to evacuate. The police department has ordered everyone but residents to stay out of the area or face arrest. We will continue with further bulletins as more details are known.
Matt. Not now, Rick.
Are you all right?
Yes.
Oh, what about the fire?
It's still a ways from here, but I can see the flames.
I'm coming back. Now, you pack up what you can. If you get worried, leave everything and take off in your car, you hear?
Okay.
Now, what about Ted?
I've tried to call, but the lines are busy.
Well, you keep on trying. I'll be there soon.
Okay.
Chief Matthews issued a call for help from neighboring counties in fighting the Sunrise Hills fire, now out of control. Firefighting planes from the State Forestry Service are now in operation, dropping borate bombs on the area. However, heavy gusts of wind have caused the fire to veer toward a major residential section. 10 houses have been destroyed, and others stand in the path of the onrushing inferno. Many residents, who are making orderly plans to evacuate, were caught off guard by the swiftness of the striking fire. Alert civil defense forces rushed many to emergency shelters. No word as yet on possible casualties. The damage area includes LaSalle Avenue, Kings Lane, and Barton Avenue.
Oh, no.
The homes in this exclusive section are valued at from $75,000 to $200,000. Elsewhere, residents are hosing down roofs, hoping to prevent flying embers from causing their homes to burst into flame. Losses from this fire could run into millions, not to mention the many personal belongings which are irreplaceable.
You can't get through here, sir.
Yeah, but I live in Kings Lane.
That road's closed. Only firefighting equipment can go up there.
My wife and kid are in there.
There's nobody up there now.
Are you sure? Are they okay?
I don't know, sir. Better check the evacuation center.
Where's that?
It's the empty store, corner of Kenton and Park Avenue.
Everything?
Everything.
Well, Teddy, what about Teddy?
He's all right. They evacuated the schoolers at the other center.
Oh, thank God.
I didn't have a chance. I didn't take our pictures with me, nothing.
That's all right. That's all right. Now, don't worry, Ann. Just thank God you and the boy are safe. How'd you get down here?
They evacuated us.
Hello, Matt.
Major Rawlings.
I'm sorry, terribly sorry about what happened.
Well, thank you. Hey, what are you doing down here?
Matt.
What?
The major's in charge of the center. He helped set it up.
That's right, Matt. It's one of the functions of the Salvation Army. Disaster service. Anything from fires to floods. Food, clothing, shelter, whatever's called for.
Oh, I see.
Make yourself at home and get your bearings. Let me know if I can help you. You're welcome to stay as long as necessary.
I don't think I'm entitled to your help.
Why not?
I didn't help you.
That's your business. If we want to help, that's our business. We don't ask for references. Easy to qualify for our help. All you need is to be in trouble.
Thanks, Major. Thanks very much.
Hi, Rick.
Oh, hi, Major. Nice seeing you again. Matt's expecting you.
Fine.
Go right in.
Thank you.
Hi, Major. Come on in. Have a seat.
Hi, Matt. Thanks. Well, how's everything?
Oh, pretty good, Major.
That was a terrible fire.
Yes. The loss was in the millions.
I drove through there today. It's a sad sight.
Yeah.
Feel sorry for the people who weren't covered with enough insurance.
Hmm. Well, that's one thing we had, at least.
Hmm. Well, what are your plans?
Oh, we'll rebuild.
Family all right?
Fine, thanks. Major?
Yes?
I asked you over here to apologize for the way I treated you last time you were here. In fact, I want to apologize for all these years.
Well, that's really not necessary. I understand.
Well, but I'd feel better if you accepted my apology.
Thank you. I appreciate what you've said.
I don't want to try to pay for anything you've done. I know you wouldn't want that. But I would like to make a contribution to the Salvation Army out of appreciation for their work. Would you accept it?
I'd be happy to. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you can count on me from now on.
Thank you.
Major?
Yes.
You know, you taught me a lesson.
Oh? What's that?
Well, until the other day, I was sure that every human being was basically selfish. But now, I know I was wrong. I have finally seen some unselfish people. You and your fellow Salvationists.
Well, that's a very flattering thought, Matt. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Here, you just gave me something, and I have something to give you, too.
Well, what's this, penny?
Yes, it's a special penny.
Ah, well, looks like an ordinary penny to me.
Can you describe it to me?
Well, what's there to describe? It's got two sides, heads, tails.
That's right. There are two sides to every coin, and you can't ever separate them.
Well?
Well, that's the way it is with every human being. Everything we do has a selfish and an unselfish side, and you can't ever separate the two. Think about it sometime. There isn't an action performed from the time you're born to the time you die where you don't give as well as receive. You can't even breathe in without breathing out. It's an important thing to realize, Matt. You can make one richer and kinder. You see, you've shortchanged yourself all your life. You've only seen one side of the coin. You should be doubling your profit.
Well, I wish my men had your talent. You know, you're a born salesman, Major. I sure could use a man like you.
Thanks, Matt, but so can God.
Well, I'm afraid I can't top his price.
I'm afraid not. You know what you might do, though?
Why?
Save that penny I gave you and consider it a start on a heavenly bank account. It's a worthwhile investment.
That sounds good to me. I'm always interested in sound investments.
Maybe we can discuss them from time to time.
I don't see why not. Let's get together again soon and kick around ideas.
Okay, Matt. And thanks for the contribution.
Sure, Major. And thanks for yours.
So ends the final act of Pennies from Heaven. Be sure to be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. A presentation of the Salvation Army, Heartbeat Theater is produced in Hollywood and is broadcast overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening and have a happy week ahead. Thank you.